So I spent 1 year of high school in South Korea. I went to a regular Korean high school for a year as an exchange student during my senior year of high school. So I ended up graduating from my high school in Texas 1 year early, and then I participated in an exchange program through the U.S. State Department, and they sent, I think, around 15 American high schoolers to live in Korea for a year and live with families and learn the language. And that was a hugely transformative experience for me that led to me eventually studying Korean in college and then translation at Iowa.
I took Spanish in high school, and I do okay with Spanish still when I go to Mexico, but I am baffled by other languages, and I can only understand them. If I try to speak Russian, I end up speaking Spanish, so I have great respect for people who can do this. I know you've worked as a translator. In how many languages are you proficient, or at least passable, and in which ones?
I feel like that's such a hard question to answer because I never know what people mean when they say proficient. But I really love languages. So I studied a lot. Definitely Korean is my best language, but I also studied Spanish, of course, growing up in Texas, and I'm pretty proficient in Spanish. And then in undergrad, I also took Chinese and Japanese, and then at Iowa, I started learning German.
Well, I know the main character in your first book, The Obsessed, is also a translator. So how much of you is in her?
Definitely a lot. I mean, I do feel like I was writing from a place of sort of trying to explore some of the my own feelings and you know, my own place in the world as I was trying to figure out, you know, how I wanted to be an adult in my 20s, and very much used my own background and my own experiences as a translator and as a former grad student to explore some of these things. So I would say that the story is, you know, this fictional tale that is very much based on the sort of background and observations that I had myself as you know, someone in my 20s.
Okay, and I guess I'd better also ask, just give me your kind of 30-second elevator pitch for The Obsessed.
So The Obsessed is the story of Astrid, who is a PhD student who's just begun a PhD in comparative literature. And she is a very obsessive individual whose two main obsessions are her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend, who is named Sophia, who she thinks is very cool, and also a well-known writer whose name is Sophia as well, who wrote a novel about being a graduate student in comparative literature. And Astrid is so taken by this novel that she sort of feels like she needs to structure her life to mimic the plot of this book. And so that's a big part of why she ends up doing a PhD in comparative literature. And pretty soon into the novel, she and her boyfriend break up, and she starts dating someone else who is similarly obsessed with Sofia Sova, this writer that Astrid so admires. And they unintentionally start sort of mimicking the unrequited romance plot of Sofia Sova's novel in their own lives. So it's a story about kind of art imitating life, imitating art, and there's sort of this endless kind of layering of the different ways that the two can influence each other.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And this is, well, I guess career number two or three for you. I know that you're an author now. You've worked as a translator, and that sounded like it was going very well. I read that you're also now in med school. Is that correct?
Yes, I am in my third year of medical school and will be done hopefully in about a year and a half.
And I'm assuming you plan to pursue that and become a doctor of something.
Yes. I'm thinking that I would like to be a psychiatrist, and I feel like, you know, there's a lot to say about the overlap between, you know, the exploration of human emotions and the mind, and also, you know, writing fiction. And I think, you know, fiction is trying to grapple with some of the same issues that psychiatry is. And so I'm really looking forward to the two careers kind of continuing to influence each other.
And lastly, you got your MFA at Iowa. You're going to be back in Iowa City next week. Talk a little about your appearance back here in Iowa.
Yes, I'm so excited. I will be back at Prairie Lights on Friday, September 11th for a reading at 7 p.m. And I have such wonderful memories of Iowa, and I haven't been back in a few years, and I cannot wait to, you know, be back in a place that is so inspiring to me.